This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. If you live in Monroe, you likely drive past this building very often. Its decaying presence does little to grab your attention, and it appears just another roadside ruin. Yet that dilapidated structure once housed the historic Savoy Ballroom. Leslie Rabin talks with local pastor Roosevelt Wright about the importance of the Miller Roy Building on this week's Byway Blues.
Pastor Wright, you're well known for your strong involvement and presence in the African American community around Monroe. Can you share a little bit about the history of the Miller Roy Building?
The Miller Roy Building started in 1929, and it was Dr. Miller and Dr. J.C. Roy. They erected the building as a enterprise, African American business enterprise. It was one of the large buildings in a what got to be known as the African American business strip that ran from South 14th Street up to South 5th Street, and it was just a huge number of African American businesses, from insurance companies to hotels to movies to pharmacists. And at the time it was built in 29, which is just a little bit before the depression started, because they built this building thinking that they were going to be able to financially make it work and make a big profit off of it, and boom, as soon as they built it, a couple of months later, the stock market crashed in 29, and they couldn't get the monies to do it. They ended up living in the building because they had to almost lose their homes. And one of the things that helped to save it was the Savoy Club on the third floor. And the Savoy Ballroom was... which is what attracted many of the musicians that would later become nationally renowned, who were on the quote-unquote Chitlin' Circuit. In Monroe, you had two places it came to. One was the Savoy.
Who were some of the musicians who played here?
Just about all of the big names that we've known, especially the Louisiana ones, Fats Domino. But then you had Billie Holiday. You had Duke came before he had his big orchestra.
Wow, Duke Ellington in our hometown. I'd like to challenge all of our listeners. The next time you find yourself driving down Desert Street, take a look at that historic crumbling structure that once was the magnificent Savoy.
Support for Byway Blues on KEDM comes from Live Oaks Bar and Ballroom. Event and ticket details are online at liveoaksbarandballroom.com, with additional support from the Entergy Charitable Foundation and the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities.